Penguin Audio presents Fresh Disasters by Stuart Woods, read by Tony Roberts. Chapter 1. Elaine's Late. Stone Barrington sat at his usual table with Dino Bichetti and Bill Eggers. Dino was his old partner from when he had been on the NYPD, and Eggers was the managing partner of Woodman and Weld, the law firm for which Stone was of counsel. Which is to say, he did the work that the firm did not wish to be seen to do. Sometimes for clients the firm did not wish to be seen to represent. He did this work from a distance, at his home office in Turtle Bay. Stone took his first sip of his second bourbon, while Dino and Eggers did likewise for their second scotch. "I'm hungry," Stone said. "How long since we ordered dinner?" Eggers glanced at his watch. 20 minutes. "I should have my green bean salad hold the peppers by now," Stone said.
"Look around," Dino said. "It's a busy night."
It was a busy night, Stone reflected, and then it got even busier. The front door opened, and in walked Herbert Q. Fisher with two hookers. Stone knew they were hookers because renting was the only means by which Herbie Fisher could acquire company so attractive. Not that they were all that attractive. "Oh, shit," Stone said.
"Shit what?" Dino asked.
"It's Herbie Fisher." Stone looked away from the door so as not to catch Herbie's eye. It didn't work. Herbie stopped at Stone's table, picked up his hand, and pumped it.
"Hey, Stone, baby," he yelled, forming his words carefully enough that he appeared drunk. "How's it hanging?"
"Hello, Herbie," Stone said. "How are you?" He immediately regretted the question.
"Well, I'm a lot better than okay," Herbie said. "I passed the bar today."
Stone squinted at him.
"You're going to be a bartender?"
Visions came to mind of customers clutching their throats and gagging.
"No, no, the bar. You and I are now brothers in the law."
"You're drunk, Herbie. Go away." Herbie began searching for something in his inside coat pocket.
"No, I'm not kidding. I've got it right here."
He came up with a page from a newspaper and unfolded it to reveal a list of many names in small print. A circle was drawn around one of them.
"See? Right here," Herbie pointed helpfully.
Stone looked at the name.
"This is a list of night students who got their GEDs, right?" "No, look up at the top of the page."
Stone followed Herbie's finger. "Candidates successfully completing the bar examination of the state of New York," read the title.
"It's a joke newspaper," Stone said. "No, it's not," Herbie said indignantly.
"You've never been to law school," Stone pointed out.
"I most certainly have," Herbie said. "For the past 19 months at the Oliver Wendell Holmes Internet College of Law, I graduated summa cum laude."
"Herbie, go away," Stone said.
"Oh, let me introduce you to my ladies," Herbie said, sweeping an arm toward the two hookers. "This is Suzette and Sammy. Ladies, this is the distinguished attorney at law, Mr. Stone Barrington. He and I have worked together in the past, and hopefully we'll be working together in the future."
"Herbie," Stone said, "you're hallucinating. The notion that you graduated from any established law school and passed the bar is insane, and the idea of working with you in any capacity is repellent. If you don't go away, I'll have a waiter throw you out."
"No, nice to see you too, Stone," Herbie said with a wave.
He took the arms of his two companions and steered them toward a table in Siberia, where a waiter was frantically beckoning.
"Who the hell was that?" Eggers asked.
"You remember that time when you wanted to catch a client's husband in flagrante delicto, and you asked me to find a photographer? And Bob Cantor, who usually does that sort of work for me, was out of town and recommended his nephew. And the nephew fell through the skylight while taking the photograph?"
"Oh, yeah, I remember that."
"Well, that was Herbie Fisher."
"Holy shit, didn't you have that guy shot?"
"I wish."
"And now he's a member of the bar?"
"No, it's just one of Herbie's fantasies, probably cooked up to impress the hookers."
"How do you know they're hookers?"